This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I'm so conflicted with how to feel today.
Why?
Because there's so much good, but there's so much bad going on at the same time.
You're saying something to do with this virus going around?
Well, yeah, the virus is going to be something that's like looming. It's also Friday the 13th.
Jason Voorhees is going to come from Camp Crystal Lake to murder people.
But then, Dustin's back!
Dustin!
Dustin! Welcome.
I don't know if I should even be here.
Hey, we don't have it.
You don't know?
Do you have it?
I work in a petri dish, dude. Probably.
Great. We're going to get it from him.
I have a daughter, Dustin. You got to take precautions.
I've got a cat, and you've been working with children. Although I read yesterday that animals can't get it.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Well, the text said something like...
I saw the cats in China that have the masks on. Hilarious. They cut out little eye holes for them.
What did this say? Breaking news, the World Health Organization has announced that dogs and cats cannot contract the virus. Dogs are held in quarantine, can now be released. To be clear, who let the dogs out? The World Health Organization. Welcome. Oh, Dustin, man. We missed you.
I missed you guys. What you guys been up to? It's not like I haven't been listening. So.
A lot.
Yeah. Like...
like Miss B's journal. We discovered that.
Yeah. Okay. So the old lady that Chris drives around gave him a journal. Well, told him to throw it out. So he like was going to look through it first. He does. And we're finding out that she has been to many historic events.
Miss B's what? 93.
Oh, she better look out for coronavirus. You better be careful.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So for people that think that I fired you, Dustin.
Yeah.
Could you explain where you've been for the past 3 months?
Trying to finish my college degree. And what that entails is student teaching, which is a whole bundle of fun. Yeah. But, yeah, it's rough.
It's
rough out here. But it just conflicted with the radio schedule, and I would have been going from here to there to a night job, and it just would have been...
Yeah.
What ages are you teaching students?
I have first grade.
Oh.
I have first grade until mid-April, and then I go over to the middle school, and I'll do some middle school.
God, what's worse?
First grade. 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Because they're not well-behaved?
Elementary school, you have a lot more behaviors, and they're not really disciplined. Well, I wouldn't say disciplined.
Are you allowed to backhand them?
No.
Damn.
Well, legally, yes.
Missouri, legally, yeah. You can paddle kids, but...
You heard that on this show.
Yeah, but the...
digging through the laws.
I asked a question about that, and my principal said most districts have a policy in place where you can't do that.
Got it.
That would be why you can't.
Okay. Okay.
Hit the children.
Really? Because I feel like middle schoolers are mean.
Middle schoolers are hormonal.
Yeah.
And they're kind of assholes, but at least they know. They'll go to the principal office, and they get kind of told... First graders, second graders, they kind of blow up and they flip things and they don't know how to handle those behaviors. Middle schoolers kind of understand that, hey, if I do something that serious, I'm going to go home and I'm not coming back for a little while. These kids, it's like they do it and then maybe they go home for a day, but then they come right back and do it again.
Well, speaking of all of that, it seems like everybody's going to go on vacation for spring break
weeks. And
then never go back to school again.
Yeah.
What the hell is that like in the education field?
We're not freaking out about it. Districts are freaking out about it. We're sending home iPads, computers, things like that
right.
with the kids so that they can work from home.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that that people don't understand is a lot of education, people in the education field are paid hourly.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, obviously people talk about it in every field is, what the hell am I going to do for work? What am I going to do for a job? But education, they're like, we literally don't get an income if there is no school.
Oh, yeah. I've been wondering about this. Besides the fact that this whole virus thing is shutting down things and making it scary, and then people aren't getting to work, there's going to be a whole economic backlash.
Oh, yeah.
Of people that are not going to be working and making money. This is a disaster.
Yeah. It's going to be very important to save a dollar.
So the big...
Thanks, Chris.
The big big talk right now is every teacher, every student, everyone, what do they do when they go on spring break? They travel. So they go somewhere where the population is higher for having it or contracting it, and then they come back.
Well, that's not going to be a thing.
And what do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do? When they get back, what do you do? And that's where they're talking about going ahead and just saying, you know, let's just take an extended spring break for maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So here's with that. Student teaching. I'm contracted to a certain amount of days that I have to meet.
You know what will be fun? Let's declare this now. Let's all, everybody who's on spring break, forget going to the warm places, forget going to Florida. It's going to be kind of warm. Let's all go to Riverfront Park and just take our shirts off and, like, run around like it's spring break.
We're not
pretend that's the beach. It's outside.
We're not allowed to gather more than 1,000 people.
You think more than 1,000 people want to do all that?
Take the shirts off down at Riverfront Park?
Yeah.
You got three right here that are willing to do it.
All right, well.
Music. Holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends.
When we're doing this next year, we'll be like, on this day, last year, everything got canceled.
Yep. Everything.
Mm-hmm, because of coronavirus. But by that point, it'll be long gone, hopefully. And
we'll be on to the next outbreak.
That's right, because we always seem to be. Chris, tell us what's going on this Friday the 13th.
Well, on this day in 2019, member of the New York Gambino mob family, Frank Cali, shot dead outside of his home. And they said it was not by the Italian mob because they would never kill someone in front of their home. So respect, right?
Yeah, I'm glad that they've got morals.
I don't know. I've watched a lot of mob movies. I don't
On this day in 2013, Pope Francis is elected. Here's the night that the white smoke came out.
There we have the smoke from the Sistine Chapel, and you can hear from the roars of the crowd that it's white. It's unequivocally white.
And we have a new pope.
Would they even do that now? If, with the coronavirus and everything?
I'm sure they would.
Okay.
The Catholics aren't going to go against tradition.
That's true. That's true. Also, we learned this week that Pope Francis's first job ever was a bouncer at a bar in Buenos Aires.
Good for him.
He wasn't always
was
working.
Was he trying to save people while he was there? Was that his goal?
We thought that God was talking to him to tell people if they were, to realize if people were underage and trying to. I mean, if you give Pope Francis a fake ID,
he knows.
You're going to hell.
You're going to hell.
On this day in 2013, the Encyclopedia Britannica, my favorite book as a child, announced they are ending their print edition.
After 244 years of publication. Do you have those at home, Chris?
My grandparents have them, but I don't have them.
My parents still have them. I was citing stuff from like the 1800s. My teachers would be like, hey, this isn't right at all. There's 50 states. I'm like, no, not according to the Encyclopedia Britannica that we have at home.
On this day in 2007, Back to Black, Amy Winehouse's second album, is released, which has some of her most popular songs.
Back to Black is a good one. Rehab.
Mm-hmm. And on this day in 2002, what we talked about before the break, celebrity boxing aired on Fox, which I'm assuming was just a way to washed up celebrities to make a little money. Tanya Harding fought Paula Jones. Here's the final moments when she won that.
Paula Jones fighting out of the red corner indicated she was unable to continue. The winner by technical knockout, Tanya TNT.
So on the final moments of that, Paula Jones went to her corner. Tanya went over to continue the fight. Paula said no.
So Tanya punched her in the face one time and then backed away and she won that.
Tanya's a bad bitch, man. I thought you were about to say she went back to her corner and grabbed a lead pipe and took out her shin or something. I mean,
this is what celebrities had to do back in 2002 for money. Now they just sell stupid videos on Cameo, the Cameo app.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1986, Microsoft has its initial public offering, and if you would have invested $5,000 in it, you would have over $10 million today. Why didn't you invest $5,000 in Microsoft, Jordan?
You have the time machine, Chris. Gas that bitch up and let's go back to 1986.
That's the first thing we would do.
Yes.
All right. On this day in 1980, John Wayne Gacy receives the death sentences for the murder of the 33 people, I believe. Here's what happened to him.
Whoa. John Wayne Gacy was pronounced dead at 12:58.
I heard the buzzing. I was like, dude, come on, man.
The second chemical, there was some problem with that chemical gelling in the line. We're not real clear whether it was the blood clotting with the needle or whether the chemical itself was gelling.
Question, do you feel sorry for when murderers have a difficult lethal injection death?
I've never thought of that. I watch so much Forensic Files. What do you think? I'm impartial.
It's hard for me to feel sympathy for that because John said, this is no different than the state putting me to death. Like, oh, now you're talking about that.
What a jerk.
Right?
That was the clown guy. He ruined clowns for everybody, too. Ugh.
On this day in 1951, Dennis the Menace comic strip appears for the first time. Have you seen the 1993 version?
The movie?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, I love that movie.
You're kind of our Dennis the Menace.
Am I?
Sometimes I'm like, Chris, get back here and focus. Come
oh,
on,
that's
man.
That's so true. If you just give me some Adderall.
Well.
On this day in 1918, due to the shortage of men due to the war, women were scheduled to march in the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Thanks.
Good.
Thanks.
Hey, we're only doing this because we don't have any men, so congrats. You made the cut.
You can march in this stupid parade.
On this day in 1913, in local history, Kansas approved censorship of motion pictures. Kansas is just such a progressive state, isn't it?
They were the first to ban alcohol, too?
Mm-hmm.
The first state to ban alcohol?
Yeah.
Why are you saying... I feel like that
sarcasm.
Was
sarcasm.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Got it.
Sarcasm.
Yes.
My sarcasm button isn't working today. No. I apologize.
On this day in 1884, U.S. adopts standard time. So we've only had on time since 1884.
That's about the last time any airplanes have ever been on time, too.
Especially right now.
Yeah.
On this day in 1877, Chester Greenwood patents earmuffs. He was 15.
So, 2004?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to bring earmuffs back in style.
No. It didn't work, did it?
Mm.
Clearly.
They were leopard print. They were cool.
No,
what year was this?
2004.
Yeah, leopard print was huge.
Yeah. So okay. Were Von Dutch hats.
That was trendy.
So I figured maybe I could be the one to bring back earmuffs. You don't need a whole hat. Just my ears.
Oh, the cheap earmuffs? They had the plastic thing, then they bite your ears?
Well, I
they
wasn't rich
horrible.
Back then. I'm not rich now. I'm just saying. So nobody made the... No, earmuffs will never come back in style.
All right. On this day in 1781, Jordan.
What?
Dustin.
Yes.
Family. William Herschel discovered Uranus.
No, he didn't. It's all the way in 1781.
It's... Buzz family, it is a fact. I double-checked this before Chris went on air with it. He is right. He can say it however he wants to say it. Go ahead.
Well, some people say he discovered the planet Uranus, but... Yeah.
Remember Bill Nye, the science guy? He always called it Uranus.
That's a huge argument I get into people. It's Uranus, right?
It is Uranus.
And 1639, something happened in history. Chris, tell us about it.
Harvard College is named after the clergyman, John Harvard.
Wow.
Yeah. The most prestigious school. Why? Because it's the oldest?
Have you ever put that on your resume just because?
That I've gone to Harvard?
Uh-huh.
How do you think I got this job?
Well, it wouldn't be that you went to Harvard. You'd definitely get the, oh, you're a little overqualified for this. You have two brain cells. You're not good for radio then.
Oh, man.
We have none.
None.
All right, unofficial holidays, Chris. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it is Open an Umbrella Indoors
That's
Day.
That's crazy. You can't do that. That's bad luck. It's Friday the 13th, dude.
It started in 2003 to encourage people to open umbrellas indoors and notice the lack of consequences.
That's, uh-uh. What?
Uh-uh. That's playing with fire right there. Mm-mm.
I brought an umbrella for you to open.
No, it's not, I'm not opening that. You can open it in here.
Okay.
Remember that you have a child. You don't want bad stuff to happen.
No, I don't. It's also World Sleep Day. Raise awareness for sleeping issues and people who can't sleep.
Oh, man, I definitely was going to go somewhere else with that. Like, I'm going to take advantage of that as soon as I get out of here. Go home and take a nap.
Must be nice. As someone with restless leg syndrome, don't laugh at me because I have restless leg syndrome.
I'm not laughing because I have restless arm syndrome sometimes.
People laugh at restless legs.
It's a real debilitating thing.
It is. Nothing sucks more than you're just laying down and then all of a sudden you feel this energy in your legs and you need to shake them. Yep. Then you're totally awake again.
Yep.
Shut up, Dustin.
It is Blame Someone Else Day, a day where we're supposed to blame all your problems on someone else or business as usual for most folks.
Perfect. Just keep blaming Jordan for why I wasn't here.
I didn't know.
We both can blame you, right?
Because you got let go a while ago with your back? This is not my fault.
Who are you going to blame?
Laszlo?
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
So today is also Ken Day, the doll. Mm-hmm. And there's been a couple historic things happening in the Ken and Barbie world over the past couple weeks, like Barbie getting her divorce.
Yeah, separated after many years.
43. I did the math.
Oh.
I had to know.
Before the show.
Yeah. Dustin, maybe you weren't, well, I know you weren't here, but maybe you didn't hear. I made a mistake a couple weeks ago about Barbie.
What were you talking about? No, I heard this one. You thought, is it Barbie's sister?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was her
stripper?
Significant other?
Yep. No, but apparently Midge was the non-related friend.
Midge.
Whoever Midge is, with Barbie and Ken and Midge, Midge was like, you know, hang
Barbie's up. Roommate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, with all that in mind, since it's Ken Day, I wanted to read a Mad Lib I've been working on that is the note that Ken left Barbie on the table when he left her in 2011.
Oh, I'm very interested to see what Ken has to say.
You're about to find out right after Muse.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
It's like Ken's story stops in 2011 once he got a divorce from Barbie.
Well, she was the moneymaker.
That's for sure.
He was a gold digger.
He was there.
Yeah, he's just there.
So today is Ken Day, Ken Doll. You got the full name, Chris.
Yeah, it's Kenneth Sean Carson.
Yep.
Kenneth.
I feel like I've danced with that guy at Woody's, but he and Barbie separated in 2011, and today is the Ken Doll Day. So I found a Mad Lib, and it is basically the letter that Ken left Barbie on the table when he left her in 2011. Are you guys ready for this?
Absolutely.
All right, it goes like this. Dear Barbie, you know how much I love you, and I want to eat your face. We've been watching Wheel of Fortune together for 43 years and have had a lot of photogenic times together, but it does feel like it's the end. I know that you and your, quote, roommate, Midge, have been, quote, playing with scissors together for years behind my back, and I think that that is hot. I'm sure that you heard the statistic that 900% of marriages end in someone becoming the star of an episode of Forensic Files 2 on HLN on Sunday nights. I hope you know that I only have serial killer wishes for you and your happiness and your continued issue with yeast infections.
Mm.
Barbie. If you and Midge do decide to get married, I just want to pass the advice on to her that it's kind of gross when you chew on your toenails while watching The Bachelor.
Oh, God.
Whoa. That's something that only Ken would know that Barbie did. We're talking about The Bachelor, right?
Yeah.
It's gross that she watches The Bachelor.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We'll go with that.
Okay. I'm not trying to rain on your snake Saturday, but as for me, I will somehow move on by continuing to sleep in the same bed with Alan Sherwood. Yes, he faked his death in 2004 to end his sham marriage with Midge, and we are now two happily coronavirus survivors. Two happy coronavirus survivors. And that says love, Kent.
Wait a minute. So, Midge and Alan.
Yeah, I've never heard of Alan.
We're a couple.
Yep.
Alan Sherwood. So then, Barbie and Ken split up. Barbie goes with Midge. Ken goes with Alan. It's just a big hodgepodge of swingers. Who is this Ken?
So Ken and Barbie were beards to each other?
It sounds like Midge and Alan were too. Hey, that happens. That happens in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Alan is the newest addition to the Barbie and Friends. He's Ken's buddy.
Mm.
He and Midge double date with Barbie and Ken. Red-haired, brown-eyed Alan doll is dressed in beach jacket, swimming trunks, and sandals.
Oh, my God, Chris, that sounds like you. What?
All of Ken's finely tailored clothes fit Alan.
Can we talk about how Alan sounds like Chris? Sandals and shorts?
Who's your Ken?
That part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dustin's, we have Chris do the news now, and I would help him out a little bit, but I had to shut my computer because he just told me to look up the Naked Bob doll.
Naked Bob doll.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
It's fine. It's a personal laptop, not the... Oh, that's
anatomically correct, and now I am blind. So, Chris, tell us what's going on in the news.
Yep. Well, yesterday I announced that the Big 12 concert would be without crowds. Now it's going to be without anything. They've canceled it at all. Everything. Just like in life, everything is canceled in life. Just stay home and don't do anything but, like, eat rice and beans.
It's really starting to piss me off.
And a Kansas man has died from the coronavirus, but it must be noted he was 70 years old with prior heart issues.
Okay. That's what I'm reading, is that it's a lot of older people with their compromised...
Yes.
Immune system.
There have been 5,000 deaths worldwide from this. Last year, from lightning strikes, 24,000 people died.
Yes. We're going to...
Nobody's really worried about that.
We're going to get into this a little bit more in the 7:30. We have a list of things that you can do in Kansas City now that basically everything is canceled.
Yes, such as Group Love. They're canceled. They were Tuesday, March 31st.
Mm-hmm.
All Midland shows are rescheduled through April 2nd. Jimmy Eat World tickets do go on sale today at 10 o'clock, though.
That band's going to go play through anything.
Yes. And Tegan and Sarah will not go on sale this Friday. And also, please look at the Buzz calendar for all of your updated and latest tracks of everything.
Can we do redo this scene of what happened yesterday when we were leaving here? Chris?
Sure.
You said... Do you think all the shows at the Sprint Center are going to get canceled?
Yeah. Oh.
And then I was like, wait, what show do you want to go see so badly at the Sprint Center?
Cher.
Cher?
It's not that I'm a big fan of her, but she's a huge icon, and I want to try to see
as
many...
Barry Manilow. I'm not going to go see him.
I want to try to see as many icons as I can before they all pass away.
What about Barry Manilow?
No, not really.
He's not an icon in your book, but Cher is.
Cher's a little bigger than Barry Manilow.
I told my friend this yesterday that you were upset that Cher got canceled, and she's like, that guy is so complicated as far as what he likes. No one's ever going to figure him out. But got a surprise for you, Chris.
What?
Dustin's here, and he's got sports news.
Yeah, you guys want to hear all about the sports news that's going on?
Yeah, tell us about the sports games.
What's going on?
So there's absolutely nothing going on because everything is canceled. Mm-hmm. No NBA, no MLB, no MLS, no NHL. XFL finally followed suit and said they're not going to do anything. NFL said, oh, our season's still going to start normally. So, you know, we got that going for us. WWE has changed their venues. AEW Wrestling has changed their venues. WrestleMania's still on for WWE fans.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean...
Which you could watch safely from your home via pay-per-view.
Are we saying for the next foreseeable few weeks, there's going to be no sports whatsoever.
No sports. I mean, PGA, golf is even... I'm like, how is that a danger?
Right.
If you don't have fans there, there's like six guys with clubs hitting a ball. Like, where is the danger in that?
Yeah, coming up at 8:20, we have our friends in from Stonewall Sports. They are continuing, at least at this moment, their kickball league. And I was like, oh, we're just going to cancel because of coronavirus. And they're like, you kick a ball. We've got hand sanitizer. It's good. We're fine. But yeah, everything is getting canceled.
I mean, the thing is that they said at least 30 days before the NBA is going to come back, probably more. The good thing is all of those GMs have decided that they're going to pay all of their, well, the Cavaliers and two other teams have decided they're going to pay all their arena staff as if the games were going
good.
To happen.
That's good. Mark Cuban, right?
Mark Cuban's doing that, mm-hmm. the Cleveland Cavaliers, because it's ridiculous. I mean, that's what people aren't factoring in. And we talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
Hourly wages are going to go out the window with sporting things. All of this revenue coming in for March Madness, like you said yesterday,
yep.
hotels, restaurants, what are they going to do?
So now what are we all supposed to do now that there's nothing to do for the next month?
We're going to talk about a list of things. We've been searching things to do in Kansas City since everything is canceled. But for us, you know, we're going to continue to work until we die on air.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd get delayed or canceled or postponed.
No, we've got some hand sanitizer and some Clorox disinfectant wipes. That's how they take care of us here.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Coming up around 7:25, 7:30, we've got a list of things that you can do now that everything is canceled because of coronavirus. One thing that you can do if you haven't done them yet, your taxes. Let's get that out of the way. Have you done your taxes?
I haven't even started thinking about it yet.
I'm done. Mine are really easy. So what I do is I get all that stuff in the mail, and I go home where I live with my parents, and I go, hey, stepdad, here you go. And he says, okay. And then he does it for me.
Does he take $120 out like TurboTax does? Oh, he's getting screwed.
He's a very nice guy, and I appreciate the fact that he does that, because I don't know a damn thing about any of that.
I had a tax guy in Atlanta. He was so good, but he was so in the mafia.
What makes you say that?
His demeanor, where he lived, the dead bodies, the stuff I wasn't allowed to look at, the giant piles of paper, his last name, lots of reasons, okay. Right? But he was so good, because I had a couple jobs at that time where I was an independent contractor, and that's where, you know, you got to get to write off some stuff.
Yeah.
And so when I moved to LA, I would always email him around this time every year and be like, hey, are you still doing taxes? Really what I'm trying to say, because he was very old as well. I'm really trying to say,
are you still alive?
Yeah.
Did someone take a hit out on you?
Mm-hmm.
So you're always excited to get that reply email back?
Yes, I was for years and years and years until last year.
What happened?
Sent the same email like I always do. And I got something back that basically it looked like he just used a fist to type on. It wasn't right. He shouldn't have sent it.
No.
But he had a stroke.
Oh.
So he's not doing taxes anymore.
Oh, no. Like, for good?
Well, can you come back from something like that?
Miracles can happen.
Okay. Well, that's what I pray for every night and every day. But I did do my taxes on Sunday at 7:30. I got a text message Sunday at 7:31 that said, great news, Missouri has accepted your return. Because I owe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got two text messages, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. I got those last night.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Because I owe Missouri. It's like the federal, I get a little bit back. A little bit back.
Mm-hmm.
But the state, I owe the hell out of the
state. Does that include that extra 1% Kansas City tax?
No. You have to print stuff off and then send that differently.
I think it's very asinine that the country makes you do it this way, and then you've got to pay it in, and if you do it correctly, they can come and arrest you.
They can come and arrest you?
If you don't pay your taxes?
Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm doing it myself, and I don't know, TurboTax, they just like walk you through everything.
I think there's at least 8 people in this building who haven't done their taxes for at least 5 years.
Those better be the people that get caught.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Does the IRS care about the income of people who don't make any money?
All right, so then we're all safe.
We're good.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Find a way.
That's also a weird song to sing while you're cleaning your hands in a public restroom.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
20 seconds of that, walking into someone doing that would be very, very, very creepy. That voice right there is Dustin.
Woo!
who is back for the week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hashtag spring break.
That's right.
And honestly, if spring break goes the way
about it going, spring break might get extended. So
I
might be here for even longer.
I love this. I want to take off my shirt and get some beads, but.
Do it.
No? You don't really want to see that.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. So, coronavirus. Yeah, that's where we're going. The magic word. Because of this, everything is getting canceled.
Everything.
There was a comedy show I wanted to go to last night, canceled. 50 people in a room.
I thought we're only supposed to cancel things more than 1,000, though.
I know. That's why I'm like, maybe it's just me, but I'm like, come on.
Is it because we're sue crazy, and if someone went to that comedy show and then got it, then the comedy show club gets sued, and they're just like, you know what, let's just not do it.
Can you sue an organization for you getting a virus? That seems ridiculous. No?
People will try it.
People will try.
You remember the McDonald's lady who sued them for... Coffee spilling on?
But that was boiling hot water that got all over her crotch. That was too hot that it was supposed to be.
This is boiling hot corona.
Okay.
So, because everything's getting canceled, now everyone is basically just supposed to stay at home. There's nothing to do.
I've pretty much been doing that for about 15 years, though.
Right, right. So you're going to be the expert at this.
Of staying at home and doing nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And saving a dollar, too. Because
oh, hell yeah.
As people's jobs are being put on hold, they're going to need some advice from you. We've got that coming up, how you can help people save a dollar. But first, Dustin, you have a list of things to do at home?
Yeah, I'm not good at just kind of hanging out at the house. I like to go out and do things. So I was like, okay, let's find a list of things I can do at home. The problem with the list is it's mostly stuff for women. But I mean... Let's see. I mean, there's got
to
be at least...
We don't have to gender things. It's 2020.
All right. Well, there's just some things on here that I wouldn't personally find enjoyable, but maybe we can find one together because there's quite a few.
Okay. Well, let's do
this. I mean, it starts with paint your nails.
Men and women can do that.
Yeah.
And everybody can do that.
Okay. Give yourself a gentle massage with essential oil.
What?
How is that lady specific?
I don't massage myself.
I don't massage myself when I'm a lady. Self-identifying lady.
Style your hair the way you never did before.
Yes! That's what people are doing at home. I'm just going to do my hair wild.
Do an in-depth cleansing and skincare routine.
How in-depth?
My skincare routine is use the shampoo that's on my head and then scrub my face with said shampoo.
With shampoo?
Yeah.
This might be one that everybody is doing anyway. We need to exfoliate whatever the hell is passing this coronavirus around.
Take a bubble bath.
That's not just for girls.
No, but I can't remember the last time I took a bubble bath. I was probably a child. You know what I mean? Meditate. All right, that's one that we can all do. I think everyone needs a good meditation right now. Everyone just needs to chill the hell out right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Put together a self-care kit.
Like, what would be in that kit?
Depends on who you are.
That's true.
For me,
my self-care kit's a six-pack of beer, so.
Right. Mine would involve a bath bomb and some Taylor Swift tickets.
Mine would include some suspicious decorations at Hillcrest.
What else is on that list, Dustin?
Create a new look and take selfies.
This all sounds like stuff that I do at home alone, and I don't have coronavirus.
The last two are very Jordan. Binge watch cat videos on YouTube.
You can do that. There's so many hours of cat videos.
Or, instead of doing that, you can follow me on Instagram, instagram.com/JordanSilver, Jordan with an I.
And the last thing...
You don't even care anymore.
No, I just let you do it. You know what? You're trying to get up there. I'm just pissed I haven't hit 1,000 yet, so anyway... The last thing you can do with the coronavirus canceling everything and we're all stuck at home, tackle a puzzle.
There you go.
What are
That's
the
rules a good of the one.
Puzzles, though, Jordan.
There's rules?
Oh, they have to be how many pieces?
Oh, yeah, you have to be 2,000 at least. At least 2,000 if you're an adult.
I prefer the 750 ones.
Ew, child. Well, you do keep candy in your pockets.
I do.
I've got an 18,000 piece puzzle. I'm ready for
We know.
This coronavirus thing to last for a while. But again, we'll be here this whole entire time. So we have also been collaboratively working on a list of things to do in Kansas City now that everything is closed.
Seriously.
And
everything.
Got that coming up right after.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Okay, so before we get too far into your list, Jordan,
mm-hmm.
my list, one of the things was style your hair the way you never did before.
Right, because of coronavirus and, and everyone's sticking
stuck
at home.
Staying at home. So someone texted in and said, LOL, everybody emerges from coronavirus with bangs.
Dead.
We're all stuck at home. We're going to try new things. This is a good look, right?
Ooh, bangs. Yeah.
I'm going to flat iron my bangs.
You have the emo bangs.
Mm-hmm. Pete went circa 07.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. That we look back at history and be like, what happened here? Oh, coronavirus. Everybody.
Everybody decided that bangs was a good idea.
Yes. They called the coronavirus bangs. 100 years from now, someone will be like, I want that hairstyle. The coronavirus.
It's the CVB.
So we've been working on a list of things that you can do in Kansas City now that everything is canceled. I mean, shows, sports. Well, I'm looking at my list.
Maybe schools.
Schools. Everything is canceled. And so we came up with this list, a couple things that you can do in Kansas City. You can get in your car and drive the 435 loop over and over and over again.
Yes.
It's over and over. Don't get out of your car, though. Don't get out of your car. You could watch that Ken Burns 14-hour documentary on the Dust Bowl.
Ooh, there you go. You finally got the time to do that.
That's right. Learn the history of where you live. You could call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. You could write that novel that you've always wanted to, or your memoir.
Okay.
While you're sitting at home, because you can't do anything in Kansas City now, because everything is canceled. Or you could actually leave your house and follow that horrible smell in River Market to finally find out where it's coming. That's probably how we're all getting this.
Probably.
You get a deck of cards and play solitaire.
Ooh, yeah.
You could finally watch those stupid concert videos that you shot at concerts instead of paying attention to the show.
Hey, there you go. With all of them being closed, not being able to go to Midland or any of those, you get to kind of, you know, relive it a little bit.
That's it. That now we know why we've been shooting those stupid videos for the past 200 years.
Maybe we could have a party where we all get together and share those videos. That wouldn't make sense.
We'd have to, like, do, like, a Google Hangout.
Yeah. Is that possible?
Mm. That is possible, yeah. Hey, check out this shaky video that I shot of Post Malone.
And hear me screaming in the background.
And singing along. That's the worst part of those concert videos. You could fix your broken relationship with your mother.
I'm good.
I don't think you have enough time for that.
Sorry, that was my own personal list of things to do today. Create your own barbecue sauce with whatever the hell's in the fridge.
There you go.
That'd be exciting.
See, that's a Kansas City thing. Yeah. See if you can take down one of the top guys with your homemade coronavirus-inspired barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. You could learn Travis Kelce's entire speech from the S Bowl victory parade. 6 on the clock. 10 down. What's good? What's good?
Let's go!
Poor guy had no voice. He earned it. You could learn how to play Anna Gata DeVita on the recorder.
I don't think that. Can we skip rocks in the river?
Yeah, you could do that. Or you could go down to the library because nobody goes to that thing. It's probably the only place that you can go when everything is shut down.
I mean, you'd have some friends. They are temporarily unhoused friends, but you'd have some friends.
The library.
Well, they use the computers there to do things, Jordan.
So fixing this broken relationship with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got any tips?
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
I've got a meme here that a nurse posted yesterday, and it goes like this. Quote, y'all want to know how it feels being a nurse during this coronavirus pandemic? Well, remember when the Titanic was sinking and the band continued to play? That's us.
Seriously, they're stuck, man. They've got to work. That's the one industry where you're not going to close down.
Yeah, because everything else is closing down. Thank you so much, healthcare workers, for what you're doing right now.
Honest God.
I mean, I get texts and messages from people all the time, you know, just saying, like, tell people not to come in if they're not sick. We can't do anything about this. So.
But, I mean, the rest of us.
Yeah.
Might be without work for a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
And because of that, Chris has never been more important to the Buzz family because of his frugality.
These are the reasons and times that saving a dollar benefits you when the world is crumbling to its shell.
Yeah. I mean, because people are taking time off or the places are shutting down, like there's going to be an economic backlash.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris, you are so smart when it comes to saving a dollar that we need to bring this thing up right now. How can people save a dollar now so that hopefully it stretches a lot further than...
Well, the first one is you need a splurge on the 3-ply toilet paper so you can go home and separate all three of those and you have thrice the amount of toilet paper for the price of that.
You just got to find a way to sell selling toilet paper first.
Wait, please tell me there's places that are still selling toilet paper, because I'm down to like my last 5 sheets at my house.
Hy-Vee in Raytown still has it as of last night. So,
well, oh, Chris just said that, so now you have exactly an hour and a half to get there before.
Damn it, our show is longer than that. What am I going to do without any toilet paper? Oh, God, keep going, Chris, keep going.
You can roast your own coffee, buy raw beans from Colombia, bring them in and roast it. It can save you money on your $3 latte every morning.
Should you be importing anything at this point?
I don't think the life of the coronavirus is beyond that.
Okay.
I don't
most viruses don't, you know, I feel like if you boil it, if you brew the coffee and you boil it, you should be fine, right?
Okay, okay.
Maybe?
Yes. Yeah, because you shouldn't be going to coffee shops anyway at this
point.
True.
You can negotiate lower interest rates on your credit cards.
I guess you're sitting at home.
Got nothing else to do?
Got nothing else to do. Call up the telemarketers and have conversations.
Cancel all of your automatic subscriptions and unplug everything at home, even your clocks.
But what about BarkBox? Or MeowBox is my version of it.
Everything. This
but Blanche
is
needs his
moment.
Treats.
No, yeah, dude, I'm not canceling my subscriptions. I have too much stuff
We have to sacrifice for the greater good.
I literally just yesterday got a year subscription to the printed version of Weekly World News.
Cancel it.
I can't now.
You can cut your own hair. It's a great way to save at least $30 for men and more for women. You can grow your own cannabis now in Missouri. That'll save you money.
You could sell it and make money.
Double win.
I don't think the selling part you could get away with right now.
Oh, sorry. Well,
you could cut cable, reduce your energy costs at home.
Listen, you are not keeping me away from Love is Blind if I'm stuck at my house. It's the only thing that's going to make me not crazy.
No, you should cut it solely so you can't watch any more Love is Blind. You could order water at restaurants.
We can't go to restaurants. Oh, God, we can't go to restaurants.
Oh, God, Jordan, that means we have to cook.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
You're going to be such a bummer right now, Chris. You've got to tell everybody everything that's closed and blah, 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 and canceled.
Yeah, we talked about yesterday the Big 12 was going to be without crowds, but they're no longer going to be without players as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everything Big 12 is canceled, and if it's going to happen in the next 3 weeks, it's probably not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of emails about concerts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Kansas man has died from the coronavirus, but it must be let known that he was over 70 and had prior health issues. There's been 5,000 deaths worldwide from this virus. Just to put it in perspective, last year, 24,000 died from lightning strikes. And
wash your damn hands.
Please do. And some of the cancellations, Group Love, they were supposed to be Tuesday, March 31st. They're canceled. All Midland shows are rescheduled for April 2nd. Some good news, Jimmy Eat World, tickets goes on sale at 10 a.m. today.
Mm-hmm.
The Tegan and Sarah will not go on sale today.
The Tegan and Sarah?
I always put the before a lot of things, even when I describe myself.
Ah.
Like when I say my arm hurts, I'll say like the arm hurts.
Weird.
Yes.
Just Tegan and Sarah.
Tegan and Sarah.
You know, as somebody that knows them. Kind of.
Stop it.
What?
The one tried to steal your girlfriend, we know, but that's not.
And also look to the Buzz calendar for any and all events that will be coming up.
Yes, 965thebuzz.com. Dustin, you do sports. What
I mean, there's the update on sports is that there are no sports for at least the next 30 days, probably. The big thing people are forgetting is all the professional sports are canceled. Yeah, that's great. But so are all the college sports, championships, any winter sport, their championship is now over. Spring sports, all their championships are over. So all of these kids who probably won't go pro and are just trying to play their sport, spent their entire lives playing it, finally got a scholarship or got onto a team, yeah, their season's over. So if it's their senior year, the hope is that maybe they'll let them redshirt and come back next season and play again. But realistically, I mean, these kids worked their whole lives for this moment, and now there goes their season. So if you know a student-athlete and their season's over, give them a hug. You know,
no,
maybe
so
not give them a hug.
Don't give them a hug.
Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
There's a news clip about what's going on in Memphis that is being passed around Facebook right now.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
It's one of those ones that we may put down into history as one of those classic news stories.
Oh, yeah.
Like the leprechaun in New Orleans.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husband.
Mm-hmm. And it's because people at the parents at this school found out that an employee of the school came in contact with someone who had coronavirus. So they're protecting themselves and they're protecting their kids. Here's a little bit of the beginning of this news story from Fox 13 in Memphis.
Parents with children at Treadwell Middle and Elementary schools are not playing around. Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray as they took them home Monday.
And I wiped my children's backpack down when I got them out of school, sure did, gave them gloves, sure did. And don't nobody want their child to be sick, and don't nobody want to take that virus to their house.
Now, if you see this actual news clip, it's like the kids have done something wrong, you know, and the parents have got them by the arm. And they're just like spraying. I'm like,
yes, they're spraying Lysol in their face. I'm just baffled by that. And then is that the same one where the lady's wearing?
Yes.
Trash bags.
Yes. A woman is dressed up in multiple yellow trash bags with this Fox 13 Memphis news story. Here's where
Andy Jones was extra cautious when she went to Treadwell Middle School to pick up her nephew Monday. She found out an employee who works at Treadwell Middle and Elementary School came in contact with a person who tested positive for the coronavirus.
They ain't giving us no up-to-date what's going on. We don't know.
She's talking through a bag.
Yes, and here she is describing her outfit of literally a bunch of trash bags.
Two garbage bags. My shoes and came and loose. Two sacks. Another sack.
She's going to be the only survivor. You know this, right? She's going to be the only one that survives. We're looking at her. We're like, lady, you're dressed kind of dumb. But she is going to be the only person left from this.
If it fits the minimum requirement for personal protective equipment, which I don't think Walmart bags do.
What, trash bags?
Yeah.
Nah, she put two on to protect herself.
Oh, well, double coated. Double barrier, yeah. Then you got it.
That's what I'm saying.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends, and Dustin and I are hanging out with our friends Ryan and Shannon from Stonewall Sports KC. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for not canceling your sporting events for this season.
You know, it has been a weird week, that's for sure. But with all the coronavirus going on, we're just taking it day by day, listening to the CDC, and just making the best recommendations for the safety of our players.
But who is going to make the final call? Is it like whatever the mayor decides? Or
yes, well, whatever. Yeah, whatever the city of Kansas City tells us to do. But until then, we're taking precautions, using hand sanitizer, sanitizing the equipment between games to the best of our abilities.
Well, I think that it's perfect that instead of playing handball, you guys have kickball coming up.
Exactly. Yeah.
No touching.
No touching.
No touching at all.
Yeah, no touching whatsoever, which is really, really great. It's a low contact sport. I did learn that term from Greece. High contact versus low contact. And kickball is definitely a low contact sport, which is absolutely amazing. And it's a great time all around.
Yeah, I'll make sure that our team gets straight jackets so we don't ever touch anyone at all.
Or catch the ball.
Idea.
So there you go. So we'll play your team.
There we go.
Ryan's team came in completely last
yes.
season.
Oh,
last season.
Like, well, not even just last. Like, Shannon and my team were like, Shannon had her own team. I had my team. We were by far the worst teams in the league. So we were like, let's have fun with this. Let's show that it's fun. So we created the Battle of the Bottoms competition to see who could truly be the worst. And my team won. We were the worst.
There you go. Well,
technically, we won because we beat you all. But
that
whatever.
That's incorrect. We got the award.
Get ready because my team is basically going to be the Bad News Bears.
Oh.
Like the players that are like smoking and stuff.
That's, I love that.
Okay, good.
Jody Foster on your team.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Stonewall Sports. You've been here for a year because you've been in the studio before with us last year. What is Stonewall Sports?
Stonewall Sports is a nonprofit LGBTQ community sports league. We play several intramural sports throughout the year, and our goal is to bring a community together around LGBTQ issues in a time when, you know, a lot of people are trying to tear us apart. You know, we're a competitive league as well. Last year we played in Westport at the old Westport High School, And my favorite thing to say about that whole entire experience is we were out there on those fields, and every Sunday we got people who just came and hung out with us from around the community who were just like, oh my God, we're so glad you're here. We saw your pride flags. We saw your KC Heart flags, and we're so glad that you guys are a part of this neighborhood now. And so really what we are doing is building community and having a good time and playing sports, and which is absolutely amazing.
And that's awesome. And anybody can come watch, of course. Anybody can come play as well, you know, as far as LGBTQ individuals and allies.
Keeping 21 and up.
It's 21 and up. Keeping it a safe place for all of us. Stonewall Sports is a bigger organization than just the one in Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. It's actually a national organization, and Kansas City is the 19th chapter that has launched. I believe it started in 2010, and now, even over the past year, three more cities have launched since Kansas City did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
But Kansas City's the best city.
Of course.
I mean, and we did have the biggest launch for kickball last fall, just putting that on the record, too.
Awesome. I mean, this year I got my knees fixed for this. Yeah. This year, for sure. So kickball is at the moment still happening.
That's correct.
Yes.
How do people sign up for this? And tell us about like each team, what you need to have for each team.
Yeah. So you need 12 to 18 people for the team. And if you don't have a complete 12 people on your team, that's perfectly fine. We'll add some free agents to that as well. Registration is open until tomorrow night, March 14th at midnight. And it is $40 to register. However, if you use the code U-Haul, you get $5 off.
Oh, I love now where everybody is their jobs are kind of like taking them off of making money for a minute. That's a very good thing. So as far as free agents, if somebody doesn't have 12 friends, you know, people to sign up, how would they still be able to participate?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great question. So you could sign up as a free agent as well, and we will plug you in on a team. When you register, you just tell us exactly like how much experience you have, how competitive you are, and we'll try to plug you in into either, I personally love being in the beer league, so I like to just be relaxed and not have too highly competitive people around me just because I like that community. But some people are very competitive, and we'll have that division as well. So we'll get you plugged in wherever you'd like.
And it's awesome. I can tell you, as the only person who got to watch every single game last year because I was taking pictures of them, there was one team that was completely made up of free agents, and there was no team on any field that was having more fun than those people.
I'm sure.
It was, like, amazing every single Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I also like how they're called free agents, because do you need to have any experience to play this?
No, not at all.
That is the only time that someone with no experience can be called a free agent.
Yes, exactly.
Is with Stonewall Sports.
Yes.
As far as any minimum requirements for joining this, is there anything medical? You said the age is 21.
Yeah, it's 21 and up. There's no medical requirements or anything. We're welcoming to all. We imagine people to keep an eye on that themselves, what physical stuff they can do. You just have to have an enthusiasm to come out and play kickball and make some friends. And if you want to, you can drink.
While you play?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, is that encouraged?
It depends on which side. If you're on the competitive side or the non-competitive.
Yeah, the beer league side. Yeah. We're on the beer league side, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. Yes,
it's actually more of a Truly side. So.
Oh, good. Yes.
Okay.
There we go. Keeping our calories low while we're running around in the sun in Kansas City. So when does the season start and how many games?
We start April 19th. That is the kickoff of our season two. As far as how many games there are.
We will go through. The tournament will be on June 14th.
Yeah. That's my birthday!
Oh, perfect.
Sorry.
Yay. We will not play on Pride weekend just because of all the other festivities going on in town. But
we're definitely going to be too hungover and drunk. And
exactly.
And it's really fun. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, but we'll have a free field day that day.
Awesome.
And it's really fun because we give, you know, we honor the teams that come in first place and second place. We've got plaques and all that sort of stuff. But we also give out best dancer awards and best team spirit and that sort of stuff. And those aren't just awards that are like randomly handed out. Those are voted on by everybody in the league.
It sounds like the Dundies from The Office, basically.
Exactly.
The whitest shoes goes to. Yeah.
Jordan got smelliest bowel movement last year. So.
No, not quite. I actually won Team Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, that's true. So
wait, is smelliest bowel?
No.
That's what Kevin got on The Office.
That's right. Okay. Yes. God. Awesome. So talking to Ryan and Shannon from Stonewall Sports KC, talking about kickball. It is still happening and you can register until tomorrow. What's the website?
StonewallKansasCity.org.
There we go. StonewallKansasCity.org. This is kickball, and this is going to be fun. It's going to be great. Anything else you want to say about Stonewall Sports?
The last thing I just wanted to tell you. I just wanted to say one other thing. Since we are a nonprofit league, we actually give back to the Kansas City Center for Inclusion and also the AIDS Service Foundation of Kansas City. For our first season, we actually were able to make a $2,500 donation to the AIDS Foundation or Kansas City AIDS Service
Center for Inclusion.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all.
No,
this is very early.
I know.
Service Foundation. Yes. And $500 for the Kansas City Center for Inclusion.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say.
Are you guys selling the Trulies, or does everybody just bring in their stuff?
It's a BYOB.
Okay.
Actually, I will be selling them.
See,
year.
If you sell, we can make those numbers way higher.
Corona free.
Corona free. There we go. Stonewall Sports. Check it out.
StonewallKansasCity.org.
That's it. Thank you so much.
Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Dustin, you could be doing anything with your spring break.
Yeah. I finally get a day off for the first time since January, like 5th or something like that.
And you're spending it with us.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't miss this. I love this.
We appreciate that.
We get you all next week.
All next week.
And
possibly more after.
I love that. I love that. Missed you. So glad that you're back. Chris, love you always.
Yeah, I don't like being the authority on sports around here, so thank you for coming back.
Yeah, we really, really. Yeah. Yeah. It's him or I.
Well, right now, you guys are in the clear.
That's true.
And you can just keep saying that there aren't any.
Right.
At all.
Not even golf. And they wear gloves.
Not even golf.
Everything is canceled. What are we going to do this weekend?
Well,
Snake Saturday's canceled.
Yeah, Snake Saturday got canceled. That, whatever it was, the thing at Power and Light, whatever that was.
Quote, that thing at Power and Light canceled.
That thing got canceled.
Big 12 canceled.
Yep.
And really, everybody should just probably stay home and save money, because God only knows if you have a job next week.
Yeah, you might have to stay at home, not get paid. So,
what is there to do this weekend? You got to make your own fun.
We've talked about you can skip the rocks in the river.
Or, Chris, hear me out, we could just get drunk instead.
You two can get drunk. What am I going to do while I watch you two drink?
Hold our hair back while we puke. That's what the sober friend always does.
If you need your Jordan Silver and Friends fix during the weekend, check out Jordan's Instagram, at Jordin Silver.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.